Now, economics correspondent Stephen Long analyses some of its key economic measures and forecasts.
It's not quite the Kmart budget, cutting the cost of living, but it could ease the squeeze a little. There's a boost for the thrifty, with a halving of the tax you'll pay on interest of up to $1,000 earned on bank deposits. At current interest rates, that should mean people with up to about $20,000 in the bank get a tax break on all the interest they accrue. Helpful for people saving to buy a home, and for low and middle income earners who've managed to put away some cash. There's the choice of filing a simplified tax return with an automatic $500 deduction for work-related expenses, rising to $1,000 in 2013. That'll allow many people to get a decent deduction while avoiding the expense of paying a tax accountant to do the return for them. But aside from those measures and the last of the tax cuts previously announced, the budget is largely free of the vote-buying handouts we've come to expect in election years. Not a fistful of dollars budget, and not an austere one either. Wayne Swan promised no frills, and it is bland and responsible. But it's easy to be fiscally responsible when your economy's Asia's quarry and the world is in the midst of a commodity supercycle. Compared to its mid-year forecasts, the government's looking at raking in $66 billion more in revenue over the next 3 and a bit years. By the middle of this year, the terms of trade will have risen by 25%, adding $30 billion to national income and more than a few billion to tax revenue. Barring an economic shock that plunges the world into a fresh financial crisis and downturn, the government should have no problems bringing the budget back into balance within a couple of years. You've got to wonder, though, about the economic forecasts, especially for inflation. Treasury only has the consumer price index rising by 2.5% a year, which is less than the Reserve Bank is expecting. It's hard to reconcile that with projections of an economy at full capacity or pretty close to it.
Stephen Long, our economics correspondent.